Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Welcome. I am Coach Lisa. I will change my name for you so that you know who I am. I hope you all know that you are here tonight for the body image and sex call. And there we go. Change my name. So I'm Coach Lisa. For those of you who don't know me, I have been a coach with No BS for over 2.5 years now. And in the last 6 months or so, I became your No BS body image and sex coach. I am here to coach you on anything to do with that at all, anything you'd like to talk about, even if you just want to come on and just chat with me about something, talk it through, we can totally do that. So the way you do that is you raise your hand. You can click the button at the bottom of your Zoom box there and raise your hand. And I need some of you to be brave and raise your hand and come on up here and let's do some coaching and talk about what's going on for you. If you're using the chat, make sure, come say hello in the chat and say, make sure you've got it set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists, I think is the other option. So make sure it's set to everyone. And that way, I hope everyone can hear me. I can hear myself. Can everybody hear me? Let's find that out. Oh, yes. Okay, good. Thumbs up. Yes, people can hear me. So check your perfect. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jane. All right. So check your audio settings if you can't. Hello, Deborah. Yes, it sounds perfect. Thank you. All right. Who's going to join me up here to talk? Yeah, my husband had hearing aids and or he has hearing aids and they cause him problems all the time too. So see if there's some kind of setting you can check. All right, we do have somebody with their hand raised, and I will bring you up here in just a moment. One of the topics that I wanted to that I do want to talk about is the idea of body image and how it really affects us in our relationships. And it really, the idea of our body image is made up of all of our thoughts, right? So it's all of the things we think about our body. That's what creates our body image. So many of us are sort of caught up in that, no, it's my body and what it looks like that creates my body image, but it's not. It's really what we think about our body that creates our experience of it. So I want you to be thinking about that. And then we can talk about that some more. And if you have any questions about that whole concept that our body image is created by our thinking, I want to hear them because I really want to talk about it and, you know, and what's coming up for people. So right now I am going to invite Callie to come up on stage. Anybody else that wants to raise your hand and we can talk at that point. Kelly, can you start your video? Do you think you can do that?
I am actually driving, so that would not be the best idea.
Not the best idea. All right. Are you safe driving? Are you able to pull over maybe?
I'm like one block away from home. So
Okay. All right.
I'll start it as soon as I get there. But I am having a ton of everything that you were describing.
Okay.
So, and this is a conversation that my fiance and I were just talking about, because I'm having a lot of feelings. I'm getting married next year,
Okay.
and I'm having a lot of body image issues because I'm just not physically where I thought I would be before I start dress shopping, before I start doing all the things that I'm envisioning for the wedding.
Yeah.
And I've been working on that a lot, but it's still causing a lot of drama in my head where
So
I'm
hold
kind
on,
of,
Callie.
go ahead.
When you say I'm working on that, or I have been working on that, what does that look like? What kind of work have you been doing on that?
Redirecting my thoughts. So when I'm starting to have a thought where I'm like, oh, a pity thought where I'm like, I can't wear the style of dress that I want to wear because of how it fits on my body currently. I have to redirect my thoughts and say, well, that's not the dress for me. I want to look beautiful, and that means I'm going with the dress that's most flattering to me. I'm not going for something that I thought I could wear based off of where I thought my body would be. And then same too, I'm attempting to, it's a lot of redirecting and reframing how I'm talking to myself about where I'm supposed to be. I guess is the best way to describe what I've been doing.
No, I think that's really helpful. I think
So
it's really helpful for other people to hear that too, that this is what it can look like when we start working on it first, which is, okay, we work on hearing the thinking, redirecting our thoughts, reframing it into a different way. Fabulous. Great job. Okay.
right, except for my immediate thought whenever I am looking at anything to do with my wedding is kind of a dejected moment where I'm like, I'm not going to have the experience that I thought I was going to
Okay.
have. So like, for example, I was talking to my photographer about like cute photo poses that we can do. And she, suggested, oh, well, if you guys are doing a cake, do you want to like be feeding each other a bite? Do you guys want to do for first look, like tapping on, the back of the shoulder,
Yeah.
stuff like that? And my brain, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. My brain goes, I don't want a photo of me eating because all I'd be thinking about is how fat I look and shouldn't be eating in a photo, which is stupid. It's a piece of cake. But like, that's where my brain goes.
Okay, so if what if we apply what you used before? Okay, we've heard initial thought. I'm gonna look at the photo and think of how fat I look and I shouldn't be eating cake. Next, what's your next thought? How would you reframe that?
Well, I'd have to, I guess I'd reframe it of, I don't really know. That's why I'm struggling.
Okay. I trust you
I guess
even.
eating.
Go ahead.
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I was going to give everybody else on the call a chance to help us out here because I think we can all picture what we would think if we were looking at a picture of a beautiful bride sharing cake with her brand new husband. So I'm going to give everybody a chance. They can comment on that, but I want you to tell me where you were going with it now. How would you
Well,
frame it?
I mean, I can think of it as it has nothing to do with what I'm eating or my size. It is a stock photo or a traditional photo
Yeah.
that of something important that I want to remember. And my
Okay.
size has nothing to do with that moment.
I almost wonder if it's the opposite. It has everything to do with the moment and less to do with the fact that there's cake or that you're eating or how much you weigh.
Okay.
It's a snapshot of one moment in time where we're picturing a couple eating cake. Until we add
Yeah.
meeting. So I'm going to tell you, you probably, since you're on a phone, I think in your car, I'm going to read to you some of the things that people are saying. Oh, they're going so fast now. I would think, what a happy couple having fun. You look beautiful right now. This will be one of the happiest days of your life. Enjoy it. Brides eating cake. What a special moment they're sharing. They look gorgeous. That cake looks delicious. Right? Look at the two lovebirds and those.
Yeah.
That cake looks damn good. I love that one. Yeah. Someone says, I'm a photographer, and I promise you, almost every single person I know focuses on something that no one else sees, literally no one. They'll be looking at your gorgeous hair and your beautiful makeup and the happy smiles. It goes so fast. Look at them enjoying this moment, is somebody else's comment. So that's sort of what I was talking about at the beginning, where what we think, and now I'm going to actually take it a step further. What we hold on to of what we think is what creates our experiences.
Okay.
So just because you had this initial thought, ugh, I don't want to have a picture of me eating cake. If you hold on to that and think about that the whole way through, yeah, we'll be able to see that when we look at the picture. We're gonna be like, see. But it's beautiful to me that you're
Right.
working on it now and you're kind of going like, hey, I don't want to think that. Okay, so let's work on it and be like, no, what would I say instead? Focus on your, everything about it. What does the cake represent? You probably are going to spend some time picking that cake, first of all.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's ultimately going to be, about a compromise because we can't agree on flavor. It's
Yes.
like everything else. And
Yes.
it's going to be about sharing a sweet moment together. And I mean, it's part of the traditions that we want to take part in for this ceremony that we're doing so that we can, share our love with all of our friends and family. And it has nothing to do with my weight or how I look, really.
No, it's something that's just not seen in the moment.
Right. And I think it's only me who's thinking about it.
Yeah. And I'll even offer that even if anybody else is thinking about it, who cares?
That's true.
You're a little busy that day. I think the last thing on your mind that day will be, oh, I wonder what that, oh, who is that in row three there? What are they thinking about me? Like, no, right? It's just you're going to be preoccupied with other things, and that's cool. There's somebody else wrote, this will be your first dessert as a married couple. That's kind of sweet.
Okay. Yeah. So the cake is like one aspect. Like I said,
Yeah.
the like just in general, I'm struggling with the size that
Okay.
I'm at. Because I've been actively like I mean, I was w lo working on losing weight, but I've been like feeling like I've been going gangbusters since February.
Okay.
And I just thought I would be further along than I am.
Okay.
And I also am apprehensive about the fact that my wedding's not until next year. And I'm like, oh God, I can't keep up the pace that I've been going at since February throughout next year. And with the feelings that I'm feeling about my size and how I look and how I'm showing up for myself currently.
Okay. So to me, this has a couple of components. One is your thoughts about your size. That's the whole body image thing and what you're thinking and what you're making it mean. And then you're also not just holding on to what it means today to you. You're like, you're going for the next 12 months or whatever exactly it is until your wedding date, picturing all the times that this is going to kind of smack you in the face about and bring this up. That's a part you can work, we can work on, and we can talk about how to reframe all those moments because one, they're just really not helpful. And they're also really not kind, right? And we don't even for sure, like those are the three questions I like to go through. I don't know if you've read any of John Acuff, but Is it true? Like really, really true? Well, first of all, we don't know because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 months. Or I keep saying 12 months. When exactly are you getting married?
Basically 12 months. I'm getting married September 12th of next year.
Almost okay. So that's why. Okay,
So
12 months.
basically,
Excellent. So we really don't know what's going to happen between now and then as far as your weight. So we don't know for sure this is true. So we're kind of all stressing out, worrying about something that we are just assuming is going to happen. Second of all, it's not very helpful because it's having you feel this way. And we want a picture when something makes us feel a certain way. Now we're going to be approaching everything we do as if we're wearing like sunglasses of that view, right?
Yes, because I definitely have been approaching everything with dread.
Yeah, that's a good. So, right, we don't want to be dreading everything for the next year based on something we don't even know is going to be true 12 months from now. We're going to look back and go, shit. And then the whole kindness thing, and it's also really just not kind. I mean, you probably wouldn't do the same thing to someone else, would you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I have done a few of those exercises of like, if my friend came to me talking about the way that I've been talking to myself, I would have smacked her upside the head and been like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, so
But
I love that maybe you're not smacking yourself, but you're here. So you're ready to sort of take it to the next step. Like, I agree. Do you have bridesmaids chosen yet?
I am only having one maid of honor. Yeah.
Okay. And have you told her how much she has to weigh at the wedding?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm scared there for a minute. Right? If
Yeah,
she
and
came to
that's
you and
something
said,
I would never do to her. And I mean, her weight doesn't even factor into anything other than like her body composition for what type of styled dress looks best on her. But otherwise, no, it's not even a factor to me. So I don't know why I'm making it such a big deal to myself.
why do you, why, let's guess. If we had to guess, why does this feel like such a big deal to you right now?
Well, I don't know.
You can throw any ideas out there. They don't have to be like, we'll test them out and see, are they? I don't know.
I think maybe it might have to do something with control.
Okay.
When I had a lot more control of my schedule and my life,
Yeah.
and a lot more freedom, I was a lot thinner. Because I had a lot more time to work out and I had a lot more time to dedicate towards it. And now
Okay.
that I have other responsibilities and I'm giving a lot more towards everything else, like work demands, home life demands, etc., I feel like I just don't have as much time to dedicate to me.
Okay.
And as a result, I just feel like my weight has been the uncontrolled item in my life.
Has it really been uncontrolled? Like you said, since February, how has your weight shifted February till now?
I've lost about 40 pounds.
Okay. So you lost 40 pounds from
Since,
February till now.
yep.
And how much, if everything was perfect, how much more would you lose by your wedding date?
Another 60.
August, September. So 7 months we've lost 40 pounds.
Right.
And
So
in
it's
12,
not realistic in 12 that I want to lose 60.
I think it's absolutely realistic, isn't it? I'm usually really good at math. How, but yeah, I think it's pretty darn close. Now, what have you been doing? Because you did say, what did you say? I can't keep up this pace. What pace? Or what has been going on related to weight loss?
Well, so Relating to weight loss, it's been very doable. I've been tracking and planning what I eat before I actually do it.
Yes.
I have been making a conscious effort to swap out things for equal or lesser value for like what type of nutrients I would be getting if I can't follow the plan. And then
Okay.
I've been consciously forcing myself to get at least 45 minutes of active movement a day. So be that Pilates, be it going for a walk, be it going for a bike ride, something where I am actively doing something instead of just sitting at the, on the
Okay.
couch or at a chair. The part that I feel like I can't keep doing isn't really is I think my work schedule plus doing these things that I've been doing for my weight loss.
So the
And
work plus the what? The 45 minutes of active movement?
40, yes, yep. And then also working on wedding planning activities and family activities. And between all of those
Okay.
things, I feel like I'm spending too much time and I'm running on empty.
Okay. So either work has to settle down or we have to give up our 45 minutes of movement a day,
Yes, is how
is what
I'm
you're
seeing
saying.
it. And I think, and yes, and that's how I'm seeing it. And I habitually, when I get to that burnout state, I typically have been giving up that workout time. And I don't want to do
Okay.
that.
What is in your way of giving up 45 minutes of work instead of the workout? What would that take?
Absolutely nothing, just a mind shift.
Okay, well, that's not a
Like,
mind shift is a definite
well,
thing, and that's cool. If it's nothing, it would just be like you're doing it. So could you do it then? Problem solved.
okay, yes. So I could do it. It would be shifting my mindset on my professional goals. Because there's not enough hours in the day to do both. And
Hold on, is that actually true? There are not enough hours in the day to do both?
that might not be true. That might just be a thought.
I think that's one of the places you can challenge it. What else
Okay.
is possible? Like, is it actually true? The reason our brain is working this way is because of the initial dread, all the body image thoughts that sounds like maybe they've just been piling up a little bit as you get further and further into the wedding planning process. And that there's new things that are triggering it. And yet, when we talked about it and we looked a little bit beyond that of like, wait, let's actually look at what the photo would look like and what would you be thinking and all this, we were able to come up with new ideas.
Sure.
Somebody in the chat actually did math it out for us, thankfully, Audrey, who said you've been losing 6 to 7 pounds a month. And if you were to continue doing that, you would be have lost another 72 pounds, 72 to 84 pounds in the next 12 months.
Okay, so maybe I, okay.
So mathematically, if you just did exactly what you've been doing, you would actually be at your goal weight. What I will offer you, though, is that being at our goal weight doesn't change a judgmental brain. It
Okay.
doesn't change our gut instinct thoughts. So we want to keep working on allowing some space for our brain to say whatever the hell it wants to say. And then you keep working on redirecting and saying, actually, no, actually, I can buy a flattering dress. Actually, Actually, there are people whose job it is to take in dresses and do dress fittings. Actually, there are dresses, like I have two daughters that got married in the last couple of years. One of them did a dress that had to be fitted and altered and all sorts of things. The other one had an amazing dress that like tied up at the back. That was the best thing. She never had to pay for a dime for alterations. And the best thing ever. So keep that in mind when you're looking at dresses. But
That's good to know.
yeah, it was brutal. I was like, how did, and she got married first. So I don't know why my second daughter didn't buy a dress like that, but whatever. We each have our own choices. But there's other things we can look for that can sort of problem solve if we give ourselves the space to do that.
Okay.
Like we went down this whole thing of how to problem solve the weight loss. If you work on making that easier, that's going to happen. And not just easier, but just reminding your brain that what you're doing is already easy.
Right. I think I'm making it a little bit bigger in my head than it actually is. 'Cause even as I was telling you like what I'm doing, I'm like, actually that's not that much that I'm doing.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would hazard a guess to say that's kind of common when it comes to weddings, right? Like we're putting a magnifying glass on every detail. And at the end of the day, it will all work out. So I'll offer you that thought. It will just all work out. My first daughter, we spent hours and hours and hours agonizing about flowers and what they were going to look like and how much was going to be paid for them and all the rest of it. It ended up they were beautiful. We just bought them all at Costco and made all the bouquets ourselves. She didn't even walk down the aisle with her bouquet because she forgot Nobody noticed. Not even me. Sitting there watching
Okay.
her, I never even noticed. So it's one of those things that's very interesting. Like I say, you're kind of putting a magnifying glass on it. So that's why all these thoughts are going to feel like hail. I don't know. But I think you have that skill that you told me about the beginning at the beginning. I know how to redirect my thoughts. I know how to reframe them. Just give yourself a bit of time and space to do that.
Okay.
And then remind yourself of what's actually true here.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you doing the camp next
I'm
week?
not, no.
Okay. Well, if there's any way, I would highly suggest you do it. The virtual is amazing. And I swear to God, it's exactly what you need for this next year. And I don't mean that just to be like salesy about it, but if you go take a, like, I've been looking through the workbook, it's all about like setting that goal, figuring out how to actually get there and what you're going to need to adjust. There's also this whole part on other people's thoughts and feelings, which I know is something for sure for weddings. So it just really take a look and see if there's any way you might fit it into your budget or your time. I know you said you have a lot of time issues, but if not, keep using the rest of the resources that you've got here too. Like when something is a block, either come onto Facebook and tag coaches or come into Ask Coaches and ask us and let us help you work through those blocks.
Okay.
Because I could see
Okay.
it. You've got it all
Yeah.
in there.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, I will figure out how to thank you so much for putting up your hand, even though you're driving. Thank you.
Stop now.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Did I figure out how to do that? I think I did. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Does anyone else want to raise their hand? I don't have any other hands raised right now. So we can either make this a shorter call or we can. Oh, all right. You can all just raise your hand and then, we will get to you. Let's see. We have Sue who is ready to come on up and chat with us. Anybody have any questions? If you have any questions you'd like me to answer, you can always pop them in the Q&A. And I will answer those when I'm done. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how are you? Nice to
Hi,
meet you.
nice to meet you too. So what's going on for you? What would you like to talk about?
Body image.
Fabulous. Okay.
Okay, I am working with reducing inflammation from my body. And
Okay.
as the inflammation goes down or expands, my body is changing.
Okay.
And right now, I with the changing of my foods and everything, I'm starting to feel leaner. And
Okay.
as I was laying on the couch last night, just in my underwear, and I was like looking at my leg, and it's like, okay, so I know I'm gonna have loose weight and everything, I mean, I'm 67 now, and I know it's going to be there in that. And initially, when what really got me going about losing weight was I was taking a shower and I had seen like a crease in my upper thigh. And I thought, oh my gosh, my body is turning in on itself. This is what I'm doing to myself. I'm like, no. And so now I've been, more conscious. I'm like between 2X, 3X, and moving, in this direction here, moving downward in this direction. And again, now I've just lost 10 pounds, and already I can start seeing the since July, because I had COVID, and I had swelled all up very intensely. And
Yeah.
so it was all expanded again. So now that this inflammation is going down, it's like, okay, as I was looking at my leg last night, and these thoughts were kind of going through my head of acceptance, of trying to accept what I don't know what my body is going to look like. And I don't want to be judgmental about something that I don't even know.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
it's coming with feelings.
Yes. So what was the feeling?
Yuck.
So I think what you pointed out is something that is exactly what I was saying earlier, that the way we feel about our body is caused by our thoughts. And our thinking does not just automatically turn to roses and daisies because we lose weight. So,
Right.
this is a great time to work at what it is you think about your body. Now, we also don't expect your thoughts to turn to roses and daisies like that either.
Exactly.
But I love what you said about acceptance. If we were to work more towards ex from yuck, it was yuck, you said, right?
That's basically it was it. It was like, oh.
Yeah. To acceptance, this is my thigh. Then what? How does it feel when you think of it that way? This is just my leg.
what's running through my head is not too long ago, I had seen an experience. I had an experience that I had seen someone who had lost a lot of weight because I was telling myself before all of this, I'd rather stay more inflated and keep the weight on than to have to deal with loose skin.
Okay.
And then I was somewhere, and oh, an elderly woman, she had on shorts, and I could see how much weight and effort she had put forth, and she had lost this weight. And there was a moment of acceptance when I seen her that relaxed me, that it wasn't as bad as what my brain was telling me. And I'm thinking, I don't know how she lost her weight and that kind of stuff. And it's like, does it matter? you
Wow.
know, and I seen a woman the other day walking and she's out there and she's doing her thing. And I could see her body has changed, that she has lost a lot of weight. And
Yeah.
so my brain is, and I'm trying to look at them, not be judgmental, not be self-judging at the same time, knowing that this is going to be my future too. But
Yeah.
in a mixed good way, you know, because I've already told my husband, I says, you know what? I lose this, just get the checkbook ready. We're doing a tummy tuck. It's happening. The tummy tuck is happening. I don't know, you know, I mean, this is like something that I've been waiting for my whole life, but
So
I'm
why do you
afraid.
think your brain keeps trying to tell you it's going to be so bad?
I think I'm afraid.
Yeah.
As much as I want to be accepting of it and not being judgmental, I think I'm just afraid. You know, I see my arm and it's like, okay, there's no going back. You know, it's
Where
only
do you
going
feel that?
forward.
Where do
In
you
my
the
chest. In
yeah.
my chest, really tight.
So what if you just take a moment to just support and like just acknowledge, okay, I get it. I see the fear.
You know, there's my brain says, okay, well, you know what, we can go all the way here and it's going to be great. And then, you know, my brain's saying, okay, well, let's just stop maybe at this point because you don't want to go any further because you don't want to deal with your body, you want to deal with your size, you know. And it's like, I know nothing. This is the thing. I know nothing of what I'm going to look like.
And that is the reframing and the redirecting. Say, the fuck, you don't, do you even know what you're talking about? No, we don't.
It may be fine.
It might be amazing. Because when we go shopping in those stores and we're now trying on a size 10 or a size 12 or a size 8 or whatever, how are we going to feel when we look in the mirror and look at that? All that stuff's going to be tucked all in there. It'll be fine.
I guess I don't know how to think. I thought wise, you know what? I can't even. There was one time in my life I had lost 50 pounds and it happened like over 3 months. I was 18 years old. I starved myself, did it the wrong way and everything. And I can remember my hip bones hitting into the floor and it was like the most amazing moment in my life. But I paid a price for that and I was 18 and I did it so wrong. I'm not 18 anymore, you know? And my body doesn't have the elasticity that it had in that kind of stuff, you know? And I don't want to freak myself out about this, and yet I'm having
And
these
yet
thoughts about it.
your brain is telling you you need to stop. You need to be aware. I think you've used amazing words by telling yourself it's okay. We'll figure it out when we get there. You've started to see that new opportunity to look for that gratitude, to look for that acceptance, to say, maybe it's okay. You're ready to, okay, we'll get a tummy tuck if we need to. There's all sorts of skin reducing surgeries you can get if you want.
And I have to say, you know what, when I seen those two women and that kind of stuff, I have to say I felt very proud of them
What
because
was why?
I know how hard they worked for that.
So you saw past any of that other stuff to the what it took to get them where they are.
I did.
And it's beautiful. So this is what that whole reframing and redirecting our initial thinking, we identified it came from a fear as opposed to a truth.
as opposed to a certainty of this is for sure. It's this fear of the unknown.
You know what? I've been wearing like a I just bought a new Chiefs sweatshirt, 3X. And I was telling my husband, I'm like, even though I know I'm gonna be lesser in it, I says, I think I'm gonna be okay wearing oversized because I have been, maxed out. I've had the same wardrobe forever. It's either, the wardrobe is a little loose, or it's like we're pushing those seams and we're reinforcing the seams usually, So I'm like, I think I'd like to feel comfortable and oversized.
Fantastic.
So.
So, what I really recommend for you and for other people who are kind of experiencing the same thing, allowing space to be like, hey, what's really the problem? And what's really the feeling? And what's really going on? And recognizing that it's a fear, allowing it and being like, okay, I get it. Makes sense. However, this. We're doing this. We've already told the husband to get the checkbook ready. We're doing this and it's gonna be okay and I'm gonna figure it out. Remember, what sticks with you and what stays true is what you allow to stick and what thoughts you then take action from. That's what's gonna create your results. If you decide to just believe your brain that, oh, this is too scary. We shouldn't do it. You're less likely to do the things because we think that you're bad.
This morning I thought of, it kind of just really came rolling in my head that my mantra is just very simply, just heal thyself.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I have that as my diving board,
Yeah.
So it's thank you for talking to me. It's when these fears and it come, it's and I know they're irrational and yet they're real. They're so real.
Well, I don't know. It's like it's not, that's the thing. If we treat them like they're irrational, they're gonna fight back. And they're gonna get because it's like we're giving them that attention that says, oh, you don't belong. And you just want to say, it's okay. That fear is a part of you. It's that fear part. And we just want to be, it's okay that you're here.
The acceptance part.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you think of it being part of you, it's going to come along. So you want to make a little bit more peace with it. Put it in the back seat of the car instead of letting it drive, right?
Right.
We're going to let that heal thyself. Let that drive the car. But we don't have to
Okay.
kick fear out or make it disappear because then when it comes back up, we're going to go like, ah, why are you here again? Oh, what if you're just always going to be here? Thank you. We need that bit of hesitation because if we didn't have that, like we'd all be walking out into traffic without looking. Because we or touching hot stoves, because we'd have no clue of fear or danger, right? Just don't need it everywhere. Sometimes our systems are like on higher alert looking for it, especially as we're doing things that we consider big things like losing weight, changing our lives.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
Absolutely. And since my inflammation is starting to release from my body. It is starting to dissipate from my body. I had knee surgery 2017, and I've had, people say, well, they've had, they're back to work 6 weeks and everything. It's taken me all this long to figure out that this was inflammation and that this is systematic inflammation. I had COVID not too long ago, and I think what happened is it just really,
Lit it
sped
all up.
up how much I have here. I said to Corinne the other day. I says, you know, a rock was thrown at me, a brick was thrown at me, and now I feel like the whole house has dropped on me. And it's like, you know, it doesn't take me anything to wake up, you know, except the whole house, Kansas City, Wizard of Oz. But I'm here, you know, and I'm starting to feel it lessening and that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know, even though my leg looked strange to me last night, that's what it was. It was strange to me because I hadn't seen that before, you know, but the inflammation with it lessening, I'm grateful for my legs that they were walk and work and that I can walk with them.
That's beautiful. That's exactly how you're going to work on getting that acceptance, is by recognizing what the truth of the situation is.
The
These are
truth
my
of the
legs.
situation.
These are
The
my
truth.
legs. They walk me around. You got this.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I feel better.
Well,
You
thank
know,
you for putting your
it's just
hand.
releasing this pressure, you know, when it gets all
Yes.
built up. Whew.
Yes. Give
Again,
yourself
thank you.
some space. Sometimes when we do that, it carries forward and we're a little more tired or we are a little more emotional, and that's all right too. It's all good. You take care of you, Sue. It was great to meet you.
Thank you. Same here.
Bye-bye. Okay, I don't see any questions in the Q&A, but we do have someone else with their hand up, so I will bring you up, Lee. Again, if you have any questions, we might have some time. All right. Hello,
Here I am.
Lee. Here you
I'm
are.
not sitting in a parking deck.
Okay. All right. What brings you here today? How can I help?
I'm all nervous because I want to talk about
Okay. Well, take a deep breath. Let's go.
I is about well, raising my hand for the past 15 minutes, so.
I am so proud of you for doing that because I guarantee you somebody else wants to hear this conversation and you've been brave. So, what is it?
Well, okay, little background. I'm 61. I'm postmenopausal, but not for very long, only since I was 57.
Okay.
And my husband and I, excuse me, he's the same age as me. And my husband and I have been married 35 years as of 2 weeks from now.
Oh, congratulations.
And I want to have sex more often.
Okay.
And I don't, this sounds ridiculous that you've been married to somebody for 35 years and you don't know how to ask them for more of something. I don't know how to approach it. And I think it's because there's indications from him that it might be a problem. And he won't talk about anything. And I have the postmenopausal dry everywhere thing that I'm working on with doctor.
Okay. So does that cause some discomfort sometimes?
Very much, but
Okay.
I'm things are helping.
Okay. There are lots of different options for working with that. So I'm glad that you're speaking to somebody about that. And that's great. All right. Well, you said there were some indications from him that things aren't like working or that he's not
Working as
interested.
well as they used to. He's 61 too, so.
Well, yeah. So when you
But
say indication,
he claims that he thinks I look great and I've lost 43 pounds,
okay.
but I'm still at 225, so that's still heavy. But he's never liked skinny women anyway, and I've been heavy most of our marriage, so that part really isn't
Well, that's off the table.
coming into my head about it as much. I
So
mean,
he's
it does,
16.
but
Does
it's
he
not
think?
the main
Okay. Awesome. So he's 61. Does he take medications and stuff like that too? Because often that can affect things. No, no medications.
thing. Well,
Okay.
he takes a check.
Sorry?
Allergy medicine
Oh,
sometimes,
okay. Okay.
not
Okay.
anything else.
Okay. Do you talk openly about other things in your relationship?
Sometimes,
Okay.
not, talking and arguing about those things are two different things, right?
It's communicating.
Communicating, true.
Some people communicate by arguing, and some people communicate by other things. Okay. So you would like to be having more sex. Okay. How often are you having sex
All
now?
those years of well, I got to worry about what time of the month it is, and I have two miracle babies and never got pregnant again, even though we tried, but then I still worried about it, and then just all kinds of reasons that it were on my part of why this wasn't the right time or this wasn't, and I don't know if he just kind of decided that I don't, even though I tell him I do. I don't know, but he
So
never
you,
asks or he never acts like he wants to.
okay. So who typically initiates?
Either one, it just depends on the situation.
Okay. So if you want to have more sex, how about you initiate more? What would that look like?
What if I do and he is and dis he disappoints himself?
So what would that look like?
Don't know.
You initiate, and then what would ha what could happen?
I don't know. We argue a lot and I about a lot of things, and I just
Have you
when
ever
I
argued about sex?
no.
I'm not sure why, but my brain's saying, well, maybe you should. I'll just say, well, maybe that wouldn't be the worst. If that's a form of communication, I wonder. I guess it depends on really how you argue. I don't know. But it's it, if it's it, if it is a way you tend to communicate things and things tend to get resolved, I'm not necessarily not really suggesting you argue, but I also not sure you want to shy away from it either if that's one of the ways we communicate. But the truth is, if we want something in life, we got to ask for it.
Yeah.
Because by the sounds of it, it's not just coming to us, which
No.
when we've been in relationships for 35 years, we tend to have our patterns and our flow and our, you know.
Right.
So whatever has happened over the last number of years to create the frequency we're at this point, having an open conversation about it can actually be really freeing. There came a point in my relationship actually where it happened like that, where I thought, what's going on? And he didn't want it. And I figured out he, you know, actually was having erectile dysfunction issues and was very concerned about not being able to pleasure me. And once we started talking about it, and once we kind of got out of our own way of being like, wait, that's no, what I really wanted was connection. I really wanted to be able to have that intimacy without it having to mean intercourse or not. And to him,
Yeah, I want that again.
yeah.
I mean, at one point, several years ago, I had to say, I need you to kiss me goodbye.
How did
It
that go?
just he does it now.
What a beautiful example. You asked for what you wanted, and now he doesn't. So your next step could be bringing it up the same way. I'd like to, now I want you to think about, what is it you really want? Do you want more? Like, are you saying what I want is I want penis in vagina intercourse? Or are you looking for intimacy, connection? Are you looking for sexual pleasure? Like, all those things can be separated out.
Yeah, it can be. I guess I like the romance part and the feeling part and the all of the foreplay part just as much as the rest of it.
That might be
And
important for him to
I
know.
never, he's never really done a lot of that.
Okay. So you have some options. You can start by doing it for yourself a little bit more. Have you ever bought yourself flowers?
No. I mean, I buy flowers, plants.
No, I mean like a bouquet of flowers that go in a
Not,
vase.
no. I bought myself an amaryllis to get bloomed at Christmas, but or poinsettias and stuff like that, but that's more to decorate with, not to
Do you
buy for
enjoy
me. But
flowers?
oh, I love flowers.
Okay.
I plant lots of flowers.
I would
And I go
challenge.
and cut flowers if I have them blooming and make
Okay.
arrangements for myself.
That's nice. Do you have any blooming right now?
No. The deer ate them all.
Well, maybe it's time to go buy yourself some now.
Maybe.
Little things like that. The first time I ever did that, my husband was like, "Who the hell's sending you flowers?" Like, I am. I said, "I am, and maybe you should." Said I, and it actually sparked a conversation of, "I actually really like this. When I see them, it makes me smile," or whatever it is. Like, it doesn't have to be flowers for you. I just grabbed that one, but because that was sort of my experience. But I think what you really want to work on is that communication. And we want to stay out of anyone else's head, stay out of your husband's head, stay in your own, and communicate what it is you're looking for. I'd really like that connection
Stay
and
out of
that.
my head. That's a pretty big statement. That's a high thing. Stay out of his head. I like that.
Thing is, we're not always right about what we think it is.
Right.
Like I said, with my husband, he avoided it because he had so much fear that I was going to be let down. And eventually I'm like, yeah, so instead you let me down by just not being interested at all.
Yeah.
But I, in my head, I thought he wasn't interested.
Yeah, making me feel neglected.
Yeah. But there's, who knows what's going on over there? So stay out of his head.
Or that he's
And
mad at me. I don't know.
no, the one thing about relationships and interactions is to remember that whatever you do or say is always about you. Whatever someone else does or says is always about them. So, more than likely, there's stuff going on about whether or not he can perform at 61. I don't know. Lots of men can, lots of men can't. So, we don't know for sure, but there could be all kinds of things, worry on his side that he's not communicating.
Yeah.
So, we're assuming and we're kind of like,
Yeah, I am assuming. You're right.
and it all kind of comes down to the same way it was with Sue. It's like a fear. We have a fear of being rejected, maybe, or a fear of, oh, maybe he isn't into me. probably less likely than that something's going on with him. And he's got his own fear that's blocking him. Because, like you're experiencing with the whole dryness thing, there are solutions to most problems. Even if it comes down to you end up using toys and stuff, like we have lots of different toys that we use. And depending on if you've
And my
watched my
face
past,
is all red.
yes. But once I realized with my husband what the issue was, then we knew how to go about solving it. We knew how to, like, oh, well, if you're afraid of not pleasuring me, let me tell you, intercourse, your penis in my vagina is not where I get my pleasure. So it's, and once he started to understand that more and more, he was like so relieved. It took all the pressure off of him. Even maybe a little too much. I'm like, okay, wait, like sometimes. But it just starts from that spark of having that communication by not assuming what we think, not assuming what's going on, and allowing ourselves to know that it's okay if it feels a little scary, but this is the man you married 35 years ago.
And we survived so much.
And you have survived. Yeah, that's a whole paragraph you could probably write to yourself.
So much.
Yeah, that this probably isn't a man who's just going to reject you flatly the way your brain might think he might.
No.
Right. He may be wanting the same thing, even. Be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to work on that?
I am.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wondering if writing something would help to him.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great idea. I love
Because
that idea.
I don't communicate well talking, obviously.
You've done a
But
great job here with me. But it often does help us to put our thoughts on paper, and then you can really decide which ones are important to share and which ones, like, how to start the conversation. I would love if you might be willing to follow up with us. I do this call every month. I think the next one is, I think it's the third week in October, the 15th or something like that. Come back, raise your hand again, or just tell us in the chat. Because maybe we can work on part two of it by then. See where you're at that point. That sound good?
that sounds good.
Excellent. All right. And in the meantime, ask coaches. Is always there for you. And I hope that conversation goes well. Okay. Anything else that you wanted to quickly touch on before we're done?
Well, they were talking, the lady before was talking about body image. I
Yeah.
won't be able to afford a tummy tuck. So, and every time I look in the mirror, I wonder if I'm going to look like, if my bosom is going to look like my grandmother's did.
Okay.
I obviously have plenty excess
Yes.
up
Yes.
here. Nursed two babies and they're not the, gravity is working hard. That's
Yeah.
the thing that bothers me the most.
Okay, so just keep in mind again, same as her. It's your thoughts about it that are creating that bother. Bras have come a long way, and Who knows what's going to happen and where things are going to land when they land. So just work on your thoughts about it, because make sure they're not holding you back from going after the goals that you really want, and balancing out, what do you really want? What do you really want? Right? Maybe at some point you do decide. Maybe at some point you say, okay, this is enough. I want my
Yeah.
boobs to get any smaller.
Well, I don't want to be skinny for lots of reasons, but I don't want to be this heavy either for health reasons more than anything.
So remind yourself, you're going to take care of you every step of the way. And it'll be okay because you're going to figure it out. That's like being curious and willing to like deal with things when they need to be dealt with. Kind of like don't jump into your husband's head. Well, on this, it's like you're jumping into your future self's head and saying, oh, what's she going to think about her boobs? Well, who knows? She may not care. She may care. She may not care. Let her, well, future self can deal with that part of it. Today, me, I'm working on the goals that I have, and I'm working on my weight loss, and I'm working on talking to my husband about getting more sex and intimacy. The end. I can worry about the size of my boobs later, or the where they land. But no, you're not alone. You're not alone. I think sometimes that can be the most reassuring thing to know. We're not alone in any of this. And I think there's been a lot of comments in the chat about that.
Yeah, I'll go back and read them when the replay comes out.
Yeah. Everybody's loving and accepting, and it's beautiful. So I really appreciate that you came on here and chatted about this. I would love it if you would come back next month and let us know if you have the conversation, or if you don't, then we can talk about it a little bit more and say, okay, what came up? What stopped you? Right? We'll figure this out, Lee. We got this, okay?
Even though I'm sure my face is red as a beet.
You look amazing. It's totally fine. I'll try not to talk about vibrators too much, and then we'll be fine, right? Sorry, I just had to say it. I really appreciate you coming on, though, and being vulnerable. And I know everybody else does too, because that's what makes these calls amazing, is that people do take a chance. So today it was the three of you that did, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you and all the coaches.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right. I will put you back down to attendee. And I just, yeah, I want to take a minute to just thank everybody so much for being on this call, for sharing your thoughts and feelings, and supporting one another in the chat, and supporting one another just in this membership when it comes to this topic. I think it's so important. And I'm just so proud of you all for raising your hands today. And I hope we do next month too. I will see you all then. Have a great night. Bye, everyone.